Today is Sunday, April the 24th, 2016. Hello, everyone. I'm back. Hope you didn't miss me too bad. I'm Adam, by the way, for those of you who are new, welcome. And this is the little geeky gay, whatever you want to call it, show, The Diary of a Geeky Gay. And I am back. So I know it's been a couple of weeks, but the reason that I've been gone is because I was on vacation, and I did do some recording of Dubious Intent. So if you go over to Dubious Intent, I'm assuming that everyone that listens to this show listens to Dubious Intent, but if you don't, you should go over to dubiousintent.com. And if you missed me, my co-host and I did, I don't know, 6 or 7 mini episodes of Dubious Intent. And the other thing that I wanted to ask, so I want to spend a little bit of time on this because I'm not going to stop podcasting at all. I'm not going to fade away from doing audio. I will always do audio because audio was my first thing and I will always do it. But I am trying to, I'm a creative individual and I like to branch out into other things. And I've always wanted to do a YouTube channel. And so I had a YouTube channel before, and I did a video every day for like, it's that November thing where everybody like does their podcast for like a day, or every day they do it. And I decided I was going to start doing it on video, but I was younger and I was trying to see if I could attract some people who wanted to look at me for whether I was attractive or not. And so I would do some shirtless ones, and I had a green screen, so I had backgrounds with, naked porn stars and whatever, that kind of thing. But I stopped doing it, and I hadn't done it for maybe 4 or 5 years. I'm not sure. But anyway, so I really wanted to get back into it. I know that I'll never be a Tyler Oakley or a, someone like that, PewDiePie or whoever you want to talk about. I'm not planning on making my living at doing YouTube, but I wanted to branch out into video. I wanted to have some fun and experiment with that. So all that being said, I have quite a few subscribers to this audio, and I'm going to be doing supplementary things. I will not be covering the same things on that as I do on the audio, at least I don't think. And if I do, if I ever start, doing the podcast as a video, I would release that on the same channel. So you could decide, do I want to watch the video of him sitting there talking, or do I just want to listen to the audio? And I know a lot of people listen when they're driving to work or, when they're at work and they really can't watch video. So I understand that. But I'm going to try to do some more vloggy, but kind of through my, actually take you on part of my day. But I'm also going to have some bits. So what I did for the vacation is I did a video for each day. And then the last 4 days, I think it's going to be combined. The most recent one that I did combined 2 days. And then I have 2 more days to cover. And I think those are going to also be as one video. But I would really love for you guys to subscribe to me if you have any interest in seeing what I look like, if you haven't seen me, or and getting a little bit more content from me. I would love all of you to at least give it a try and subscribe to me, even if I can just get my subscriber numbers up. Even if you're like, oh, I'm not going to watch any of his videos, listening to him spout off on the podcast once every couple of weeks is enough for me. That's fine. But if you do have a little bit of time just to go over to YouTube and subscribe, then at least you'll get a notification when I do post a new video. And if you have a little bit of time, you could watch it. Where you need to go is youtube.com/geekygaytv. Again, that's youtube.com/geekygaytv. GEEKYGAY, T as in television, V as in vision. I think you all got it. And right now what you can see, now there's some really old videos there from when I first started doing it. So you'll see quite a difference. I was trying to be all cutesy and whatever. And it's not that I don't want people to think I'm cute now. Obviously I do. I'm older though, and I've got to realize that I'm not always going to be as cute maybe as I was at one point or another. And the other thing is I need to focus on content and not just think that people are going to view me because I'm attractive. But anyway, so I would love it, though, if you guys would go over there and subscribe to me. And you can watch either the old stuff, which is fine, but I'd really like you to watch the new stuff, which is my vacation videos. So I have Universal Orlando 3 days, and Daniel is in that, so you guys can see what Daniel looks like. And then my most recent one that I just posted yesterday has our trip to Charleston, South Carolina. And I had never been to Charleston, South Carolina before. And you'll see Big Fatty and Larry Vader. And for those of you, if any of you who listen are not part of the Pride 48 community over at pride48.com, you may not know some of these names. But if you're a listener to any of my podcasts, you've heard those names before. So there's my plug. I know I spent a really long time, but if you want any information, the reason I was not putting out this solo podcast was I was busy vacationing and we were recording loads of dubious intent content. And then I was trying to experiment with video. So if you want any updates on what I was doing, I'll talk a little bit about it today on today's episode. But if you want, you know, the down low on what was going on every day and actually kind of see what we were experiencing, then go over and subscribe to my channel. But there's enough of that. There is enough of that shameless promotion. So I was on vacation for 7 days and it was really fun. We went to Universal for 3 days. And by the end, now by the third day, we were both really tired of Universal because I do get the opinion, look, if you like Universal, fine. And I like it. I enjoy it. But when you go to Universal and I have not drunk, is that right? I haven't drank the Disney Kool-Aid. I like Disney. I think Disney is great, but I haven't, you know, drank any specific Kool-Aid from Disney. I'm not a Disney, I don't know, a Disney, what are those, cult member? You know, I'm not a member of the Disney cult. But when you compare Disney to Universal, I have to admit, it's like a lower rent version of Disney. So, you know, the people that you see there, you know, maybe they couldn't quite afford a Disney ticket, you know what I mean? And so, you know, they're at Universal. The rides were good, but probably not as good as Disney. The theming and stuff like that of the various parts of the park, I just didn't think were quite up to par. And I think most of their rides, I really like roller coasters. And a lot of the rides are I would say a good 85% of the rides at Universal now are those mixture of, we're going to, you know, bump you around in this car. You may or may not be on a track. You might just be rumbling around. And then you have these big, you know, screens in front of you, and they're doing that 3D stuff where you could possibly get sick. And it seems like even though, you know, VR is the new thing or the big thing right now, and 3D, everybody tried to make 3D the big thing for a while. I know that the reason they do that mainly is because it's cheaper. I was telling Daniel that I think it's kind of a cop-out. You don't spend all this money building this really cool, like, you know, roller coaster. You just build, you have this smaller room with this, you know, car in it, and it's on a track, but it's on a very short track, and you're moving kind of side to side and switching angles and stuff and looking at different screens, but it makes you feel like you're on this roller coaster. Well, one thing that bothers me is as you get older, I guess, I don't know if this has to do with my age, but I'm going to say now that I'm an old man, those types of rides now make me feel sick apparently, because every one of those that I got on made me feel sick. And I don't know. I prefer the real roller coaster where you're on an actual, I think one day, and I think I said this on Dubious Intent, but I seriously think one day a theme park is just going to be on our computer. And right now we could do this, you know, without going to a theme park. We could just, if you have like the Samsung Gear VR that I was talking about, I've talked about on Dubious Intent, and I think I've talked about it on this show, or Google Cardboard or Oculus Rift or anything like that. Now, I mean, you can put those on today, and probably there are probably programs out there that allow you to do a roller coaster simulation. It's very similar, other than the fact that you're in this car that can actually move around. But it made me feel really sick. Daniel thought it was he didn't think the video was quite with the movement of the car. I think it was more of a, I'm just old and it makes me sick now. I don't know, but that's what I think. We did that. Anyway, we did that. There were some lame ass shows. We had a fantastic dinner at Disney where the food was excellent. And we were sitting right by the window and it was 9:30 at night. And we got our appetizer right in time to eat our appetizer while watching the Disney fireworks. So it was really good. And then we went to South Carolina and we saw Big Fatty and I met Larry Vader for the first time. And let me tell you guys, this Larry Vader is cute. I don't think he listens to this. He's a little weird. I mean, not in a bad way, but he's a little eccentric. I think a lot of podcasters are a little eccentric. A lot of creative people are eccentric, but he's a little eccentric. I'm going to say that, but he's the nicest guy and he's really attractive and he's smart. And anyway, we had a really good time with him. Big Fatty was a gracious host. I stayed at his house and had a really good time at his house. And the room was nice and everything. No matter what you guys said to me, those of you who said, oh my God, you're staying at Big Fatty's, it was all wonderful. Now, Daniel had to get away from me for those two nights for whatever reason. I guess he was tired of me and he rented a room in Charleston. But it was lovely staying with Fatty. And then we went to Plant City and met Daniel's family. And they were all so nice. Daniel like worked it up. He like was trying to prepare me like, oh, they're all so opinionated and it's going to be a one-upsmanship at the table, dinner table, and, you know, yada, 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 and all this kind of stuff. Trying to prepare me for, I guess he thought I was going to have a bad time. I don't know. But I don't guess he realizes I know how to handle him. So if I can handle Daniel, I can probably handle his family if they're anything like him. But they were all very sweet. I would say the first night we ate at Emeralds and it was with his nephews and his sister and one of his nephew's girlfriend. And I can see the very loud part. He said they're all very loud. I swear to God, this restaurant, they could probably hear his family talking back in the, like the chef could probably hear them. And then the kitchen was like way away from where we were sitting. We were like the farthest point away from the kitchen, but they were so loud. But they were all so nice. But I just knew that like everyone in the restaurant was like, I wish that obnoxious table over there would shut the hell up. they were pretty loud. They're all very opinionated and like to be heard. It's mostly his nephews, but they all like to be heard. But they're all really sweet. My favorite, and they don't listen to this, but my favorite of his siblings I actually met the next day. His name is Les, and he is so nice. So nice. He's like Mr. Rogers nice, if you can imagine. And like comparing Daniel to this person, to his brother, night and not that Daniel, listen to this. Daniel, you are nice, but your brother is like sugary, sweet, like Mr. Rogers nice. So we did that. I met them. Daniel took me around. He showed me every painting in his boyhood home and told me who painted it and what the history was and all the family photos and all that stuff. Every tennis racket that he owned was hanging on the wall, et cetera. And then we had the next day we had lunch with Alden, who was Daniel's prior co-host, who I love, love, love. And it's the first time I've met him in person. He was great. And then we had dinner with the Pod Is My Co-Pilot folks. So it was a really busy, really, really busy jam-packed vacation. And now I don't want to go back to work. I'm like one of these kids that's been on Christmas vacation or something like that and doesn't want to go back to school. I'm really like dreading going back to work. Like, I think I'm recording this partially just to stretch this for as long as I can. Like, oh, you know, it's 11:44 p.m. And when I go to bed, I'm going to wake up and then have to go to work. It's going to suck. I don't know if the rest of you guys are like that. Like you go on vacation or it's worse when it's been a long period of time. Cause I was on vacation. So I've been out of work now. I've missed 7 days of work. So I've been out of work for, well, if you count weekends, I've been out for like 11 days. I haven't been in my office and I had to leave my laptop there because there was a problem with it. So I haven't even been able to check email. And I don't know if any of you are like that, but when you've been gone that long, even if you love your job, you're like, ugh, I don't want to go back and deal with that drama. All that drama of all those people, you know, last minute meetings, all these, the stress and the spinning plates and the things that I've got to do. I'm just not looking forward to it at all. And I'll probably end up going to bed and then, but I'll put some podcast on or put some TV show on and end up going to bed at like 2 a.m. because I'm trying to stretch out this last hour or two of my vacation as long as I can. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to stretch it out. I'll be up. Like I said, I'll be up. Sorry, I looked over. My ex is like messaging me on Skype. One of my exes from England, and we have a good relationship. It's fine. We mainly broke up because we live too far apart. And he's like, "Oh, would you mind if I add you on Facebook?" I thought he already was my friend on Facebook. It's crazy. So I lost my train of thought there for a moment. I'm not sure what I was saying. So the last thing I want to say is I had thrown out a topic for top 8 hate. And I don't know whether anyone likes that segment, but it was going to be a segment that I was going to do. And I'm still planning on trying to do it, but no one responded. Very few people responded who listen, but most of my responses have been on Facebook or Twitter. However, I want to throw this topic out there one more time. And if I don't get any response, then I'll pick another topic and we'll move on, or I'll give the top 8 hates that I have for this topic. But I hadn't had a chance to post it on Twitter or Facebook yet. But the top 8 hate that I want to do next is salons. That can be a barbershop, hair salon, nail salon, tanning salon, any kind of salon that you go to. I want to know things that you hate. And for instance, mine, you know, is the person that you're going to suddenly, you know, quits doing hair and you have to go through the experience of breaking in a new stylist, or your stylist is too chatty and you don't want to talk that much, or they're not chatty enough, they don't talk to you, or they won't do what you say, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, things like that. So, or bad experiences that you've had. So I want you to email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can tweet me over at Geeky Gay TV on Twitter, at Geeky Gay TV. And you can find, so please contact me and let me know top 8 hates for any type of salon that you've been to that you can think of. And other than that, you can listen to my other podcast over at doobiesintent.com. And you can find a lot more content over at pride48.com. And don't forget, go over and subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/geekygaytv. And I will see you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.